The following podcast has been paid for by Perched on the Top Rope.
This is your stats. You are listening to Perched on the Top Rope.
Welcome, everyone, to Perched on the Top Rope. My name is Lee Walker, former Dirt Sheet writer from Ringside News, Sportskeeda, Daily DDT, and more. And I am going to talk about my WWE world experience. And was it worth it? As you know, WrestleMania 41 was in Las Vegas, and it is the city that never sleeps, and boy, is that true. So, WWE World was Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. And there was a lot that you could do, folks. The real question is, was it worth it? There was a lot of things and interactions that you could have when it comes to WWE World, and I'm going to start right out of the gate. As soon as you walked in, there was various WWE WrestleMania signs from previous WrestleManias that you could interact with and take photos. And I'm going to start with going to your right. When you turned right, there was the big NXT skull that you could take photos with. There was a big box of Uso Yeet cereal you could take a photo with. And at the very end, there was the Pat McAfee Show stage that you could sit at, take photos with, and everything. And if you turned left to go straight, that is generally where they had all the photos where you could meet and get photos with WWE superstars. This was the paid area. This is where guys like Stone Cold Steve Austin were. This is where like LA Knight and Jacob Fatu and all the ones that you could pay for to meet for photos and get a professional photo. They would print it out for you. You could also get digital copies and everything like that. Really, really cool. The ones that I paid for to meet was I met Jacob Fatu, LA Knight, which, you know, I had to go with that combo because regardless, I was meeting the United States champion, who happened to be Jacob Fatu at this point, which was really cool. I also met Stone Cold Steve Austin. Those were the ones that I had paid for. Now, they also had a lot of wrestlers from LFG, NXT, and WWE that you could meet. I met over 40 WWE superstars. You heard that right, 40. When the free ones would go on, you could meet a lot of wrestlers at once. For example, one of the photo ops was with American Made of the Creed Brothers and Ivy Nile, and I met them. You could also meet all sorts of people from Carlito, Charles Robinson. That's right, Little Nate. You could meet Little Nate, and I did meet Little Nate. And if you want to see any of these photos and everything, they're at youtube.com/perchedonthetoprope. So that free section, you had tons and tons and tons of wrestlers. I met Hank and Tank, the new NXT champions, the tag team champs there. There's just a lot of wrestlers you could meet. I met members of the LWO. Just super interactive, just really, really cool to do. And they also had a big thing with WWE 2K25, a bunch of stations where you could play WWE 2K25. They would give you stickers. You could get a t-shirt. Just really, really cool interactive stuff. It was actually at the WWE 2K25 booth where I met NXT champion Obafemi. Yeah, I met Obafemi. Really cool, really nice guy. And that was along the free photo ops. And there I met Gigi Dolin. I met JC Jane. A lot of superstars, just really cool stuff. Aside from that area, there was also a couple of areas where you could get food. They had a lot of Stone Cold stuff. Like they had his racing stuff was there, which was really cool. So you could take photos with his racing equipment. There was also a 30 years of Triple H. Now, you needed about 10 to 15 minutes to really walk through this, to really let everything sink in from championship belts. And when you first walked in, the first thing you saw was his early ring gear from WCW as Terror Rising and his early stuff as Hunter Hearst Helmsley in the WWF. And then from there you saw the evolution of Triple H moving from Hunter Hearst Helmsley to Triple H with DX. They had some of his DX gear. They had his SummerSlam win with the ladder match winning the Intercontinental Championship. They had that ring gear there with the belt. They had, during the Monday Night Wars when DX invaded WCW, the tank was there, helmets were there, ring gear was there. You had all sorts of various Triple H robes throughout the years. You had also a lot of his other gear, like when he did the Terminator stuff, or when he read the red robe and the skull, like half-face thing with the concrete chair that, you know, later you would see Cody Rhodes kind of destroy in AEW, even though it was just not the real one, but it is what it is. You know, so there was a lot of interactive stuff when it came to Triple H. You know, him going in the Hall of Fame, really, really cool. And speaking of the Hall of Fame, there was a Hall of Fame section where you could take a photo with, like, the backdrop of the WWE Hall of Fame for the class of 2025. But they also included a lot of ring gear from just about everybody who went into the Hall of Fame. They had stuff from Kamala, the Natural Disasters, Ivan Koloff, Triple H. They had the Bret Hart, Stone Cold Steve Austin ring gear from the WrestleMania 13 match that they had. That was there. Just really, really cool stuff. You could take photos with it. And there was a wax statue of Triple H where his eyes were super bugged out. You could take photos with that, but you couldn't go behind, you know, for him to actually point at you. But it was really, really cool regardless. And with the Hall of Fame, there's a legend you have to talk about, and his name is John Cena. Because let's be honest, John Cena is going to go into the WWE Hall of Fame one day, and they had a big poster board that said, "Thank you, Cena," where you could write on it, and, you know, a lot of fans wrote all over it, thanking Cena, hating on Cena, whatever the case may be. Really cool. I wrote on it a couple of times. And then when you round the corner, you had literally every piece of ring gear that John Cena had worn, minus the prototype from his beginning in WWE. And then there was another section where, as a fan, if you wanted to pay to get autographs from
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies both on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Hustlers, you absolutely could. You had to, you know, pre-order these tickets, which I had done. I got Xavier Woods signed on his Chase figure from King of the Ring, which he signed and inscribed, which was really cool. I also had L.A. Knight do an Elite, and I met Bron Breakker, who I had him sign his Chase figure from Elite Series 104, which is the same series that he was in with his father, Rick Steiner. So then next to the autograph section, they had a big stage where they were doing things like podcasts, doing interviews. Obafemi had done an interview. They had the Slammy Awards at WWE World as well as a bunch of other stuff that was on that stage that you could watch and interact with. They also had the Pat McAfee show, you know, that had John Cena and Paul Heyman, you know, after WrestleMania. So that was really cool. The Rock, JK. There was a rumor that The Rock was going to be there, and then he had tweeted out that he was on vacation, and that the plan the whole time was to not have him involved with WrestleMania, or even be there. At one point, I saw Nick Khan. He was filming for something, because he had a ton of people around him, and cameras and everything. Again, wrestlers even made cameos throughout the day, walking around. Like American Maid had walked around. I met Obafemi while he was walking around. Just some really cool stuff. And one of my favorite things was Tops, the trading cards. They were there. They had done these really cool exclusive packs for people at WWE World, which you would scan a QR code and sign up with an email and everything, and they would give you these pack of cards. I kind of took advantage and signed up like 7 times. Because these packs, the very last card is a number card. And you get various from like one of ones, one of $4.99, things like that. Just really cool stuff. So I have like 9 packs, but they also had this interactive thing if you signed up for. It was by a time schedule. You could go into this Topps, like little, I don't know what it was called really. It was just like a indoor thing within itself, you know, with ring gear and, you know, various cards. And one of the ones that was really cool was they had a signed Macho Man Randy Savage from WCW that was graded in there. That was really, really cool. And after they had this like neat little interaction with Big E on a TV, and then they brought you into this other room where Jey Uso was like in a WWE 2K25 kind of looking thing where, you know, he was talking and, you know, doing his yeet, and they were playing his music and showing off these cards. And then when you walked out, they gave you more packs of cards. I have yet to open mine. I'm going to open mine on YouTube, so make sure you check that out at youtube.com/perchedonthetoprope or youtube.com/perchedonthetoprope. And don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe. So, was WWE World worth it? You had to pay to get in. You had to buy tickets every day. And I would probably tell you that, yeah, it was worth it. Again, I met 36 WWE stars for free. I had paid for 4. And I had paid for a few autographs as well. So in my opinion, was it worth it? Absolutely. Because not only did you get all of what I had just talked about, but there was also LFG and NXT matches going on, as there was a ring there that you could actually do your own interactive ring entrance with fans watching and cheering you and booing you. And it was just really, really cool. They had all sorts of theme music, including Joe Hendry's, which was really cool. There was also another section where they had a Wi-Fi bar with free Wi-Fi, free charging stations. They had a arm wrestling thing that you could do, and I did it, and I got to almost the best of the best there, level-wise. I was one level off from being, you know, the strong man of it all. And they also had this like neat little interactive thing where you could choose a theme music and smoke and everything would come up and you would go out and just like the entrance, but it was smaller. It was like walking down, and what I did was I looked at the camera and pointing and yelling and stuff like that. Just really, really cool. And that area also had free drinks, free water, sodas, complimentary. Just really neat, really cool on WWE's part. So was it worth it? Yeah, it was absolutely worth it for everything that I did and everything that I saw. On top of that, you had the shop there too, so you could go buy merchandise. You know, I bought my hat. I bought, you know, the WrestleMania cups. Really, really cool, really exciting, a lot of fun. So WWE World, in my opinion, is absolutely worth it. If you go to WrestleMania, you have to go to WWE World. Even if you don't, you know, do any of the autographs or pay for the meet and greets, there's free ones that you can do. There's a lot of free interactive stuff that you can do. I say that was free, but you paid. Like I said, you could hit Dominic Mysterio or Logan Paul with a chair. Kind of like how they do the sledgehammer on the thing and the bell goes and you hit the bell. Kind of like that. You hit Logan Paul and the meter goes up to 100. Super cool. You could hit Dominic Mysterio too. And it was with a chair. You know, it was really cool. And, you know, everyone's taking videos and stuff, and there was personnel there taking photos and video as well for Fanatics and WWE. Super cool stuff. It was super exciting, super cool to be part of. I'm trying to think if I'm forgetting anything, because there's just so much to do. I don't think I'm forgetting anything. Yeah. You know, so that was it. That was WWE World. So many stars you can meet from CM Punk, Stone Cold Steve Austin, Jacob Fatu, Braun Breaker, Xavier Woods. So many stars, so much fun. So fans, make sure you go to youtube.com/perchedonthetoprope or youtube.com/perchedonthetoprope, and you can watch the videos of my walkthroughs through WWE World. The meet and greets I am having in a separate video. But you can also go to facebook.com/perchedonthetoprope. We are on X at Perched Top Rope, where we're in a contest for the top 100 United States podcasters versus the top 100 social media influencers in wrestling. I am in the fourth round, and I'm currently winning the round I'm in to move on to round five. So if you want, make sure you go to Perched Top Rope on Twitter so you can find the link so you can vote for Perched on the Top Rope. We are also on Instagram and Threads at Perched on the Top Rope Podcast. You can find us on TikTok at Perched on the Top Rope, where we have hilarious videos, including Rest in Peace Kevin Sullivan getting humped by a dog. You heard that right. The Taskmaster Kevin Sullivan getting humped by a dog. It's on there. It's TikTok. We're also on twitch.tv/perchedonthetoprope, where you can watch me play WWE 2K. And also Fortnite for fun on Sundays at 8 p.m. because why not? Fortnite's fun. And after all, WWE is going back to Fortnite, and Undertaker is one of the people that you can get. So make sure you go to Fortnite and pay for that. Get the Undertaker. Kick some ass. Plays the dead man. And fans, I need you to remember, spoiler free's the way to be. I'm out.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Tonton products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies both on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/listen. That's forhers.com/listen. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.